can you channel your creative energy into a purpose?
Yes. How doth one do that? How doth one channel their creative energies into a productive purpose? That is the question we tackle each and every Monday in the 2 o'clock hour here in Los Angeles on LA's own sweaty, sweaty internet radio podcast at killradio.org. I am Tucker Booth, as always, sitting in the captain's chair next to me, Shy John on harp.
It's what we do is make creative things into productive things.
It's what we do. It's what we do. We crossfade in your microphone somewhat abstractly. That's what we do here.
We are producing for you. Yeah.
So, kids, it's Monday, 2 minutes before the 2 o'clock hour, and me and Shy John are already in our seats and up and going.
Commendable.
We got on that metro train wondering if we were going to get down here even by 1:30, and we got down here at about 12:20.
That was awesome.
Those trains were flying today.
Great ride.
Those conductors on those metro trains were riding that train high on cocaine.
And not ridiculously crowded either for a change.
They weren't even watching that speed, Casey Jones, you know what I'm saying? So, John, before we forget, we got to go ahead and get into it. Glad you're aboard, folks. It's going to be an excellent day today. Let's go ahead and start it the way we like to do these days. Check ding. Please go to our Facebook thread, Tucker Dale Booth, Redondo Beach, California, on the killradio.org Facebook thread from today, and leave your comments, suggestions, insults.
You're locked and loaded here with LA's own Kill Radio in the ethnic part of Hollywood.
We're now going to progress to
Tucker Booth needs a job.
Hey, Shy John needs a job too.
Tucker Booth from Redondo Beach here on killradio.org. He's doing it sweater style. When it's the middle of summer, that's because I'm so hot, I'm lactating.
www.killradio.org.
Let's just have a not-so-shy John moment.
Whatever. Hey, I spend the week doing the same thing, being good to people and being kind and reaching out, and I never get laid. Anyway, be good to each other. Use your emotions in a good way. Treat your kids right. And be a part of the change you'd like to see in the world.
Stop lying.
Man, that last song had a bunch of different layers. I could hear that on the radio.
DJ Innovation.
You know.
Bump it or dump it.
If you want to get your music played on here, you got to submit your shit, if you know what I'm saying.
And tune in Mondays to Tucker Booth Needs a Job from 2 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA's own killradio.org. Fun, fun, fun. Till Daddy takes the technique, turntables away. That's our favorite disc jockey of note. The one, the only, DJ Innovation.
And actually, by this time, contributing editor and co-host. Really.
That's right. Beat by our good friend and slightly tardy co-host, Ace Haw. We are going to forgive Ace for being tardy today because he is under the gun with a deadline to get all these new drum beats that he's programming in for his peeps that he works for. So he's actually getting paid to make beats right now. Hey, so-called hip-hop artists, this guy's getting paid to make beats for famous folks right now. In my mind, that's called being a professional. If you're not a professional at this, it's a pastime. So I would say that's like being a very talented amateur.
Well, it's just like being a musician. It seems like, you know, you're considered professional when you get paid for what you do.
And I don't mean to rub people's faces in it that are still on the come up tip, but I think it's very interesting when Ace was talking like he was last week about how personally he took it as a member of the professional hip-hop community. When people say white folks like yourself, Ace, are but house guests in our home. This guy's been doing it since 1989. That's almost 25 years in the game. Whether he has melanin in his skin or not, I dare say that he is an intrinsic part of our L.A. hip-hop culture here.
As are the people in St. Louis who've been at it for 15 and 20 years,
like
too.
DJ Innovation.
Exactly.
So thank you to two savvy Caucasoid vets out there in the hip-hop world. You know, my buddy Jay Toth used to always say, if you even have a freckle, I know I've got one on here somewhere,
Yeah. Then
you're about 1 trillionth African-American.
That's
your melanin right there. We don't need a suntan. We just need warts. And we're in the club, right? No more race baiting, John. That's all the race baiting we're going to do today, I promise. We house guests need to know our place and quit baiting.
There you go. Can't take part in house politics. Yeah.
That's true. But it is fun to vibe off this new freshness. I know Inno was very excited when he made this. As he should be. He got all these vocal tracks of ours. He mashed that out in 7 hours. Hey, DJs who know how to scratch, could you mash out something that hot in 7 hours? And they're all like, fuck yeah, man. What do you think? You're so tough. All right, go do it then. Send me your own version. Send it right here. Go online to killradio.org. Get our address, 3816 Beverly.
And we'll send play it for you. We'll give you the Siskel and Ebert.
We'll not just play it for you. We will make you famous with our hashtags and meta keyword searches.
If you're on your way up, is this a good place to stop by? It really is.
Go get our podcasts from past shows here on Kill Radio at www.radio4all.net. Radio4all.net. Type in Tucker Booth Needs a Job, Not So Shy News, Generic Radio, and Kill Radio. Just type in Kill Radio on the search bar and you will find all sorts of magmatic hotness.
This is all us. This is all us, and this is all we maintain. Probably better than broadcast radio. You don't have to put up with those annoying commercials.
Do you not like hearing hemorrhoid commercials while you're listening to the radio?
Or Hotel 6 commercials, or We'll Leave the Light On for You, or...
You might hear me and Howie and John talk about our hemorrhoids on here, but you won't hear any commercials for Bengay.
Or car insurance, or laundry soap, or...
I just said your name's Bengay. You better send us a check.
Or a case.
Send us a check, you pirate pigs. Yes.
Because we obviously made a whole lot of money off of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We are the tastemakers. We are the dreamers of dreams. But I'll tell you, I want to put on a little more Ace Ha. If you're online, you can go to SoundCloud and go to Ace Ha, the album cut king, Los Angeles, United States, and find plenty of his great cuts. That sounds about right. This is a new one me and Ace have been effing with. It's called Nothing Yet. It's like a swing beat. You hear that dance tempo there? That street swing.
That's definitely right there.
If this were the 1950s, they'd be Lindy hopping to that one. Know what I mean?
It's a hip-hop beat, though.
Ace, I feel like I just want to play some of your groups on here that you've worked with, because Ace has left his fingerprints over 20 plus years in the hip hop production game on quite a few albums. I think before we get into our featured artist on Pump It or Dump It with Innovation later, we might have to start with just more Ace Ha productions.
This stuff is hot. It's fresh.
And he has names of songs like Scientific Wild Ass Guess. I don't know about you, John, but that one just jumps right off the old SoundCloud page of me. Scientific Wild Ass Guest. No, guest, not guest. I'm sorry. Now everything is like guest-centric in my mind.
Right.
We, the pasty guests in hip-hop.
In the house of, yeah.
The only thing is, man, I get a hell of a tan. You know, I'm the guy, I don't even need lotion. I just sit out in the sun and just get golden brown.
Don't even burn.
I look like Carlton Banks from The Fresh Prince by the time I'm done. Look like
George Hamilton.
That's not a good thing. Oh, here we go. I found some more Ace beats. This is off a project called the Come Up Redux. Yeah. Gently. Ace Ha, the album cut king, and our new co-host here on Tucker Booth Needs a Job. The reason he's not here right now, because he's being the album cut king. He's making new flavorful album cuts for other young ninjas out there. And we appreciate that about him. So Ace will be in the next hour. In the meantime, I feel like just getting into some Ace, for real. Like getting into some of these people he worked with. Verbal Phantom, the guy he's been playing on here on past shows. That dude's amazing.
Great stuff.
And maybe a few other ones, too. So, I know we've already introduced Ace on past shows, but just for those that are unaware, his SoundCloud page says, "Hi, my name is Ace." "Hi, Ace." "And I don't like rap. I used to love rap." All caps. "I produce hip-hop songs professionally, so that pretty much sucks. When I turn on Power 106, I start to get woozy. Blood starts leaking out of my left eye, and I found that I can't taste things for like an hour afterwards. I think it's an allergy. I don't even like phone tap, and the commercials on 106 are, to put it mildly, in poor taste. Hey, homie! Did you get caught up in a case and now you need bail? Don't stress. We got you, Ming. I like to think of the Los Angeles radio situation as a microcosm of hip-hop in general. Power 106 is loud and clear with their candy wrap confections, but K-Day starts to buzz and pop if my fillings are in too much of an east-west orientation. Guess where the money is? I live to see hip-hop return to its creative roots. I don't mean boom-bap necessarily. I just mean the spirit of individuality and innovation," shout out Stano, "that seems to have been lost. I do what I can to see good rap songs get done. I react extremely violently to the bullshit. If you'd like to rap like a fucking toddler over house beats, I not only want you to look elsewhere, but furthermore would like you to microwave your balls for about 15 seconds on high so that you can't pass your affinity for skinny jeans and R&B hooks to the next generation. That shit is mad effeminate. Why can't you see that? Nice pants, Miley. I am disgusted by the co-opting of hip-hop. When I see an infomercial for something like the hip-hop abs workout, and that's for real, by the way, or a comedian rapping ironically in a movie, it makes me want to booby trap my apartment, if you know what I mean. Just kidding. Ha, ha, ha. Nah. I imagine that the surviving members of The Clash feel similarly when they hear punk, with quotes around it, on the radio. One more thing. I don't work for free. I won't get into the details as I feel that they are self-evident to anyone who's ever had a fucking job. If you have something going on that looks like it might amount to something, and I don't mean your mixtape, I'm down to help. But it will have to be beneficial to me in some way. This is a hobby for some. It's my way of life. Holla! So there you have it. And this is just yet another one of the gentle beats that he's made. The Come Up Redux. All right, let's get into some Ace Off for the kids. We'll be back later to discuss. This is another beat that he's got on here. This is the Scientific Wild Ass Guess. I'm already liking how gently it sounds. But I think more so, we're going to get into the one with his boy Branimal. And then we'll get into some other cuts of his. So this first one is his rapper friend is named Branimal. B-R-A-N-I-M-A-L. Branimal. They put out a song called The Cotton Apple from the upcoming EP Cold Fusion. This is hashtagged under hip hop motherfucker. Here it is. The Cotton Apple. Cold Fusion by Branimal and Asa.
Ace. We'll be right back.
And now we're flipping over to Verbal Phantom. This dude is his old partner and a rapper that's pretty awesome. This one's called No God Flow, produced by Asa. Dig it.
And everything else, so I sold my soul for everything else. I believe there's an owl above me. I'm just the owl of everything else. I want gold and everything else, so I sold my soul for everything else. Supreme coat wearer, yet I'm too cheap for a fade, right? Even though Supreme costs the same price as plane flights. Took a loan out for a tea and it was plain white. Dang, it's like my egg, like brain stays in a haze. Heish, the next day, get a stain on the side. No, wear it out to brunch, butter dripping up fried toast. People think I'm high, bro. Always drawing upside down crosses and triangles, ripping up Bibles. Hearing beats, tearing each evening, like which demon do I need to fear and greet the beast slip? Drink beer till I end up in the rear seat, eating deer meat with my ear and cheek bleeding. Is he an owl or a plague doctor? Bitches hopped onto the plane with a face mask, the nose the same size as grenade launchers. Passing out the owl grenade in a pair of gray boxers. The beat sounds naked. Every time I freestyle, I tell myself you'll never be that MC for 5 plus 3. My face it. You'll never be in China on some Ni Hao Asians. There'll never be a dollar in your PayPal statements. You'll never put an album that ain't free out. Dang it. You'll never meet Steve Stout, cause you'll probably be out drinking a cold stout with Steve. Wow. Blame him, or blame the vlogs and the 3,000 payments to get videos off TOG out. You nameless bleep out, aka V Owl on stages, but can't book a decent crowd in the town he's raised in. Probably end up working C-Town for wages. Kids that beat clowns are 16 down are making me out. Convinced if these cats don't like the shit I speak out, deep down the racist. Hey, I believe there's an owl above me. I'm just the owl of everything else. I want gold and everything else, so I sold my soul for everything else. Yeah, I believe there's an owl above me. I'm just the owl of everything else. I want gold and everything else, so I sold my soul for everything else. Ha, ha.
Fucking peace rap gangs mutant like that. I wear scuffed up bands cause they're in style this season.
reason. So don't invite me to the club if you're going out this weekend. Name a fancy outfit that you've seen me out in recent. That's right, I like dressing the wild shit that a child would be in. I wear them pot leaf puff socks, but I don't puff pot being, cause I smoke pot leaves. Once got laced with some shit that was not weed. Dust rocks, all I know is when I see that twat, he's done, he's done. Try to tell me that I'm not beast, what? Stop, rock, preen, drop beats, pop, E. Cops. I'll be rapping till I'm Uncle Fester bald age. Better call AIDS. Tell them I'm diving in face first like Chin jumping off that Webster Hall stage. Treat hangovers with Bloody Marys and raw shades. Messing with me and Jay, hold me there for real. You'll be like, help, I need a slow-mic shield. Someone's outside of my home, ODing on pills. I'm in the bushes with the glowing O-beam on his grill. Fool better make like the cold snow season to chill. Before we make like a promo leaking or spill. But you don't get it, do ya? Nah, 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 you don't get it, do ya?
Verbal Phantom. That one's featuring Jaron Benton. Beat once again by Asa, the album Cut King. If you're on SoundCloud, it's Ace, second word, ha, like ha, ha, ha. The album Cut King. Go check him out right now. All of his delightful beats are there on SoundCloud for your freestyle enjoyment. If you're a rapper like me that likes to freestyle, these beats are tailor-made for a sesh. For sure, for sure. So I want to get into some other artists that are part of the Needs a Job experience. If you would like to have your music bumped on our show, it's not very difficult. Email me or DJ Innovation, Tucker Booth at hotmail.com, innovation13 at me.com. You can also send it over to John, good, the number two, have in a jam at yahoo.com. Send it to all three of us so we can all check it out. We will be listening again on the show. But if you send it to us, I'd say there's a 97% chance it will be played.
And talked up. And we'll talk you up too. We'll interview if you want. I mean, you know, we will play everything you send. I mean, we're good at that.
And if you actually understand the symbolic currency of what we're offering you, you could take this out and turn this podcast into your resume piece. We also have a great blog site or two that we can get you blogged on. In fact, our 3 o'clock hour feature, Savage Sun, who just put out a new project featuring Pete Rock, the legendary Pete Rock, will be calling in for an interview and a podcast eventually that will come out on my wonderful hip-hop website, hiphopclub.biz, where you can find my weekly Tucker Booth Needs a blog to complement my Tucker Booth Needs a Job show. So go there right now. Check out what I've already written in my own section. Check out all the great writing going on there. Shout outs to Mario Grimm, our editor, who's tuned in right now from Hip Hop Club. We love you. Doing good work over there, my friend. And also go check out my other blog, Low Cash Magazine, L-O-C-A-S-H, magazine.com. Underground art of all forms represented. So, okay, these are some friends that submitted after the Slum Fest, the St. Louis Underground Music Festival, of which I am now the three-time defending freestyle MC battle champion of. Their group is called Hard Asylum, and that's H period, A period, R period, D period. Hard Asylum, all of which is produced by True, who's also one of the rappers. True is also an acronym, T period, R period, U period, E period. Check out True G Patton on SoundCloud. We're going to bump a few of their tracks right now as a way of saying thank you for consistently sharing our Tucker Booth Needs a Job and Not So Shy News links on your page. That's another thing. If you're an artist and you submit and then you actually do what we ask you to do, which is tweet our shit, share it on your social media, get busy hashtagging your friends on Facebook to come check us out, we will play you consistently for weeks to come. Here's proof of that. This is Hard Asylum. The song's called Dead Wrong, produced by True, right here on the internet station where hip hop lives. Killradio.org.
Yeah, this is Asylum. 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 in this bitch.
Asylum, boy, asylum.
Let's go.
What? Asylum, boy, asylum. Boy, asylum.
Niggas wanna trick it, wrapped in plastic.
Zip lock, nigga.
If you want it, nigga, shit get drastic.
Coming, nigga.
If you want it, then it's automatic.
Automatic, nigga.
Hard asylum, nigga, shit get tragic. Hit 'em with a chopper, leave a motherfucker head gone. Leaving every word on top, man, that's dead wrong. Niggas wanna get it, they can get it, nigga, head home. Acting like you got this shit on lock, man, that's dead wrong. Living, breathing, heathen, making classes. It's hard asylum, nigga, since you asked. Representing the Mr. Madness, killing everything I touch, I'm blasted. What the fuck you mean? Meaning what the fuck you really own? You don't want no problems, nigga, we'll be at your front door. Rulers tagging haters like a Facebook status on a mobile phone. Rulers all that we allowed to survive, bitch, you dead wrong. Now I'm in my zone, roll through your hood like I'm selling snow cones. Looking for a problem and I go at it alone. I'm a Leonidas, this nigga 314 strong.
In the midst of it all, in the midst of it all, I say another call. Shit gets real when my back up on the wall. Just watch close, my nigga body's gon' fall. Toilet paper rubbers, I'm the shit up in the brawl. The squad don't lay down, keeping niggas in the head rush. Spilling blood when the tech busts. All the way gone, now I'm in the zone. Squeezing on the chrome, leaving niggas leaking. Ain't no need for speaking, bullets blowing in the wind. No love for the niggas that hate me. Only see the color green. Maybe it's the thing, give it up to the squad from the STL. Niggas keep hating, exactly why the fuck we sprayed them. Nine clips on the hip, if the rookies wanna trip, put your hands up in the middle with an AM. I'm never taking no losses, I box them in coffins. Rolling down the river all to the shore. Heart of silence, the boss in the land of the lost. Now hating motherfuckers, did you want more? Put shoes on your lips, run in the trap. Knowing well you ain't about that life. Double edge of the knife, we living. You dead wrong on information you giving, let's go.
Niggas wanna trick you, wrapped in plastic.
Zip lock, nigga.
If you want it, nigga, shit get drastic. If you want it, then it's automatic.
Nigga.
Hard asylum, nigga, shit get tragic. Hit 'em with a chopper, leave a motherfucker head gone. Leaving every word on top, man, that's dead wrong. Niggas wanna get it, they can get it, nigga, head home. Acting like you got this shit on lock, man, that's dead wrong.
And I'll be bust shots until all my enemies fall. Niggas wishing death on my soul, but I let my pistol answer that call. I'm the leader of the regime, similar to military enforcements. All the tips can be the endorsements. Turn opposition to corpses, whether street business or corporate. Armed robberies or extortion, aggravated batteries or fatalities. But you niggas up in my portion. You don't want your son to be an orphan, and I would hate to have to do a man. But if I pop you, then I have to pop him, so I don't have to worry about the revenge. Ride off in the wind, do a little dirt, then I hit another state. Move a little work just to get another place. Hit a lick, get a new whip, then I switch place. I don't fuck with friends, I fuck with niggas that got my blood running through their veins. When I'm in a storm, they can feel my pain. When I'm in a war, they can bring the flames. Everybody duck or you're gonna catch strays. Either with the pump or the loaded SK. With a 30 caliber rifle, I can become a sniper. Hit you up from 100 yards away. Y'all can't hold me. One felony on my record that I had removed. Fuck the police, cause the judge is the one that you had to send your order. Through. A thunderstorm is about to brew, and motherfuckers scared of getting wet. Running for cover, ducking from the tent. Hard asylum, trust you gon' respect. Cause whatever you owe, we coming to collect. Nigga, fuck your best, we coming for your neck. When you least suspect it, if you need to test it, separate your soul from your flesh with perfection. I bet you will.
Hit 'em with a chopper, leave a motherfucker head gone. Leaving every word on top, man, it's dead wrong.
Nigga talking this and that shit. Run up if you want, you get zipped in plastic. Hope you don't think I won't, cause I let the max spit and poof, you disappear like some fucking magic. Close your casket, cause your face was half slit. I'm a full-time thug, I just play with this rap shit. Easy to see, you can't fuck with my team. It's like you won a Super Bowl with our motherfucking rings. I'm way too light to be fighting a nigga. I'm more like the type, put a price on a nigga. Got the game in my hand, grip tight like a gorilla. Bitches man by day, by night, turn killer. She can't see the picture, let me paint a little clearer. Putting live and living color like high definition. Come across the middle, nigga, I'ma hit stick and try to flip it like I'm doing this goddamn instrumental. Never never been selfish, always been a giver. Whether you talking crippin' presence or you talking ass whippin'. Nigga try me, I promise I'ma kill him. Hit the nigga with the chopper, throw the nigga in the rip. Have you ever in your life seen a nigga this little that got more nuts than a piece of peanut brittle? And please believe me when I tell you my nigga, I'm kinda throwed off and I got a bad temper. Niggas wanna pay me? Well, I got the system, pluck it up. So you mention never maybe it on flames like I'm Hades, cold hard like a Yeti. Really keep it up, chop it up, still break machete. Let me show you for the babies, y'all niggas can't keep up. Tell them why I take it, cause you told the lack, so I bust the Mac. Don't turn it back, I wouldn't attack. Let's pull it back to a time of people. You were trying to speak before the time was brief. No apology, subconsciously. My finger itching for the trigger, lay you down horizontally. So if niggas want that drama, it would never be a problem. Drop them off, let me show them trauma. Smell it with the marijuana. Got them thinking it's a hoe. I start the game up, all the solid nearly in the drama. It's T-O-T-C to the death for me. Many other rappers see 54 like crease. I deceive from the grease. Motivate, long journey from my street. Check my time, ease. Nigga, you dead wrong. I miss this, it's prolonged. Even more than legendary, leave you in the cemetery. I evidence is my test to be inside.
Niggas wanna trip, get wrapped in plastic.
Ziploc, nigga.
If you want it, nigga, shit get drastic. If you want it, then it's automatic.
Hard, hard, hard asylum. Inno was just saying, man, those dudes come hella gangster and hella hard. And I'm like, not just hella hard, that's a 7-minute cut. And they chewed up 7 straight minutes with the beat and all the raps. That female MC Bates of theirs, amazing. She was all over that Macklemore thread on the open letter to Lord Jamar blog from hiphopclub.biz defending Macklemore's statements. And she is a black lesbian MC who is outwardly LGBT. So she was thrilled that anyone was willing to say that it is all the same love and that you shouldn't be excluded for being a lesbian in rap or a gay person in rap. Way to go. Say that again.
I said, or a white person in rap or hip hop. What difference does it really make,
people? Well, Bates, we believe that you are part of the same
talent.
Love. We believe
it's all
it.
About, you know, how good you are. That's all.
We believe it. Let's play a little more Heart Asylum just to give these guys their pump and their love here. Get into another one that's called The Inauguration, produced by True. Yeah. Inaugurate yourselves.
Okay, True, fed a nigga, and I think I'm about to throw up. Man, look who coming to show up. It's MBZ. Yeah, they see I'm activated, living life so presidential, but never been inaugurated. Wondering why I'm so hated. Listening to the baddest tune. Going crazy, one light in a padded room. Got no visions, hold this feeling automatic. A straight jacket and some pills. Got a nigga feeling like an addict, yeah. You can feel my pulse, man. You can't even hear my heartbeat. Listen close enough, and you might hear my heart speak. Hardly am I 1-2-4 under pressure, man. I'm a crazy motherfucker. Put your mom on the stretcher, but look, take it from me. I'm cynical, I'm trying to guarantee that we reach in the pinnacle. They know what we is finna do, man. They know we finna get it. MBZ Heart Asylum introducing
the committee.
Inauguration is the closest definition to why we permitted to put out these explicit verses verbally. We committed. Submitting into the Heart Asylum, we are presented. Words of mine, you meant to, they existed through conjugal bitches. Bitches from my past obsession. It's got me flexing, now testing my competition. Compressing niggas like mini presents, preserving my presence, passes progression. The only session, possession of lyrical substance is our profession.
Jason's
the god of gangster in the lace with inner pride and patience. Disgraceful, living violent, anxious. Nigga, face it, you ain't made like bases. Hustle superior, let me deliver ya. Living inferior, even though I'm empirical.
Imperial heart asylum material.
Here we go, you delirio. Trying to get on our pinnacle. Cynical, sending shots every time we hop in your stereo. Fuck them all, watch them fall.
While I put my plaques in my curio.
Real shit rules above all the bullshit we listen to. Got a clip for these industry giants. Turn them to pigeon food. Fuck what you finna do. My squad ain't here to be ridiculed. Underestimated in any fashion. Shit can get critical. It's now or never, all or nothing. I couldn't stress it more. Greatness, hatred, and infamy. Oh yes, that's what we destined for. We turning less to more, and on the quest, so rest assured, about to be some hell for ya.
That's what we got confession for.
People pay attention, this is the melody of war. Relentless determination is embedded in the core. The heart of asylum can never be ignored. I want you on the front.
This is the season of the whore.
Overthrow whoever's in charge. Changing up the guard. Salute the squad or get discarded with no regards for. Too horrific to record.
Deploy and destroy.
Wicked intentions with a vicious intuition. My mission's for you to witness the legends of opposition. The sentence of our commission is infinite opposition. This intricate, our dimensions are limitless. Timid niggas ain't built for this shit.
Always rejected. I never forget it. Thoughts are perpetuated, but heavily respected. System neglected, but the streets have selected. The world as my movie screen when the words are projected.
Psychosomatic
actions displayed in the movements. Preliminary tactics, so I got you moving. The heartless elements have coincided. Prepare for war, leave no evidence or alibis. Rooted in the soul, we branch out to every word. Growing up in a concrete jungle, homicide is not a curse. Embracing the hunger, gunning for targets is what we're taught. Ready to rumble, being humble is not really a fucking talk. We all come from a newer street. We all suffered harsh defeat. Stretched our muscle from this hustle.
We don't grind, we don't need.
The facts we all have stated. Exhaustion we all debated. Thank God we all have made it. We've been inaugurated.
Glisten streets under city lights. Caught my eye once a wonder from my window. Now I'm being drawn to the night.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
And I can't help it now that I'm trying to. Something's to let it go. And I think that I should let it just take. Try to break.
days out the week, I'm running the streets. Grind mode, chasing paper, making these beats. I know you see the women choosing, checking for me. But all I can see is you in my passenger seat. Behind tent, getting bent under city lights. When my head ain't straight, you can get it right. On any level that I'm on, you the only one to get me back where I belong. Tell me what's wrong with me, cause with no hesitation, I call you. And after your conversation, I fall through. I ain't signed up for this, this is all new. Different kind of lady, you don't move like they all do. Got me feeling like Pac, can you get away? Or maybe like Jodeci, baby, can you stay? Or better yet, like Mike, cause I can't help it. Forgive me if I'm being selfish with my suggestion for you to let go.
Sweatmaster is in the studio. Dreamwave Dave just came in, and he is a sweaty, sweaty man today.
And he beat Ace.
He beat Ace. That's it. He actually beat our co-host, who's supposed to be here holding it down. So way to go, Dave, for being more reliable than Ace. He's over here laughing, comes in with his Coke White Wayfarer shades
thinking
on,
that he's late.
Got his bike shoes on like he just got off of his fancy 20-speed cycle over there. And I think Dave may even have some Dreamwave Dave soundtrack for us here in a little bit. Maybe when we get into the next hour and he gets situated and, you know, recombobulated. You know? Recombobulated. I like that one. All right.
A new word.
So that was three in a row from Hard Asylum, St. Louis. Represent. That last one was Notes featuring True. I don't know who the lady singer was on that, but she sounded awesome. Eno was saying he's over there two-stepping to that last one.
I bet.
We did three in a row from Heart Asylum. Before Notes, we played The Inauguration, produced by True, and Dead Wrong, which is the entire Heart Asylum crew. Those two, The Inauguration and Dead Wrong, both feature Bates, who is the female rapper we were talking about. The proud LGBT rapper.
She's awesome.
That she is.
She's awesome.
We really enjoy Bates.
I'd like to meet her one day.
She calls herself Hardest Female MC. I think she may have a case there.
Right up there.
Yes, sir. All right. So I'm going to get into a few more Slumfest artists in the 2 o'clock hour here in L.A., 2:41, local Pacific Standard Time. I've been playing Tef Poe over the last couple weeks, but I feel like pumping Tef Poe is like pumping Tupac. You can never pump too much, Tef.
He's got so much stuff.
And he is now St. Louis's new official up-and-came artist. So, shout-outs to my buddy, Tef Poe, who used to be my ultimate battle nemesis back in the days. I don't think I've ever battled anyone personally that was a tougher out than Tef. It was a big day the first time I got him out. I actually got him out in the finals of my very first freestyle rap battle win. The very first one at Mike Fights that Inno used to help promote down at Red Sea years ago.
Wow.
I had to beat him a cappella in the finals. A guy that awesome, that was an incredibly difficult assignment after losing my first four encounters with him in what I would call nip-tuck battles. None of them were just demolitions. He and I bloodied each other pretty well, but he walked with the first four of those before I finally got two in a row on him.
Wow.
To even it, not even it, but to get it back to close to even at 2-4. Anyways, dude, thank you for pushing me, Tef. What's going on here? Well, there we go. Sorry, my mic cut out there for a second. Tef, thank you for being one of my biggest battle inspirations. thank you for being one of my biggest indie artist inspirations. Folks, if you want to learn how to actually make it in the industry, if you will, or in the entertainment world,
you got to play.
You got to not only play, you've got to work your ass off like it's a full-time job. Even if you're getting paid bupkis, you still got to be working like you are getting paid millions. And you got to work hard, harder than you've probably ever worked in your life. And I guarantee you, Tef Poe has worked harder than me and most other people I know that are doing this. There was no quitting this dude. He's busted his ass daily like this is his full-time livelihood for over a decade. I think it reflects in these tracks we're about to play, so I'm going to stop building him up and let his music speak for himself. So many good ones, I don't even really know where to begin, but I'm going to go ahead and play some that I enjoy personally. This first one's called Dance with the Devil, featuring Rubix,
Hero
Trifecta Productions.
Precision, algebra, and alchemy. A pistol on the devil's tongue created a masterpiece. Death in the air, made a mirror out of blood smoke.
Read a Bible backwards, Illuminati pinnacle.
Flick clan strategy, pray to the unknown. Enemies see me, then they run it like the Flintstones. The moment of the movement, don't try to disrespect it. I pull a star out the sky and write a diss record. Told God, give me the power, like Ephesians. And he replied, if I do, then you won't be breathing. And my Michelle Obama saying that we out of touch, but I'm the only human that she let her mouth touch. Lust over power, vehicle with greater speeds. A supervillain kill his mama if he hate me. Speaking French in Montana, pumping French Montana. Peter Jennings in the city, anything for the kids.
Good die young and the bad live forever.
They say that less is more,
but more cash is better.
If
you can't stand the heat and can't take the pressure,
just put them red bottoms on it.
Dance with the devil.
Disease, never do I see the mind. Quick clan, 40 trillion American ninjas. Bullet train army, the family extended. Galvatron guns, I could destroy a planet. General Zod is alive, Superman panic. African pirates with gold bricks and long spears. Industry tried to destroy me like I am Britney Spears. My existence is a whisper in a god's ear. French kissing women with a mouth full of Everclear. 40-40 club, spitting loogies at my enemies. Free my brother Wicked, hatred to the penitentiary. Rockwell said it to the heavens on messages. AKs and rocket packs, the things we investing in. POE, devil reject, new world order. Trying to pull a slave ship through a fucking time.
They say the good die young and the bad live forever.
They say that less is more,
but more cash is better.
If
you can't stand the heat and can't take the pressure,
just put them red bottoms on it.
Dance with the devil.
Now
hold up.
Yes, yes. Hey, fresh submissions just came in via hiphopclub.biz and my boy Mario Grimm. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to listen and then
act. Just like everybody else.
We'll
looking
be playing
for a
them
little
soon.
Love.
Here's some more Tef Poe.
Everybody got to have some love.
Is there love in drugs?
Shit.
So what is there? I mean, I'm asking.
And I'm telling you. Every motherfucking dope fiend out here is chasing after something. Never quite getting there.
So what are you chasing?
Well, let me tell you something.
Oh, Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, I'm burnt up. Oh, Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, Papa Molly. Oh, Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, I'm burnt up. Oh, Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, Papa Molly. Oh, Lord, I'm turned up. Papa
Papa Molly, I'm burnt up. Foot Clan, immortal like Matt Cloud, you can't merge us. I'm homicidal, no love for my rivals. Ain't they seeing me and drilling my vitals? Sinning on Sunday and gripping my Bible. I'm scuba diving inside of saliva. Crisco, right there, overdose, ENT, we the new light, yeah. Yeah, I'm the new Jesus, my name in the clouds. Brain on drugs, but I don't smoke loud. You can see me with my name on top. Sitting in the drop, feeling like Pac. Finna pop a Molly and it's never gonna stop. Got Molly on Bobby, with Bobby on Molly, and Molly on Molly with Molly Osiris. Download my music, get into the virus. Oh Lord, I'm turned up on three pills and I'm burnt up. Foot Clan, immortal, die slow, you can't murk us. I'm turned up, I won't lie to y'all. Poppin' Molly like Tylenol. I'm turned up, won't lie to y'all. I'm poppin' Molly like Tylenol. Mouth full of Xanax, oh Lord. Somebody tell them they better stand back. Do it for the feeling, we don't bother nobody. I'm young, black, gifted. Been popping Molly's. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, I'm burnt up. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, Papa Molly. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, I'm burnt up. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, Papa Molly. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, I'm burnt up. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, Papa Molly. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, I'm burnt up. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, Papa Molly. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. I'm on Adderall and I'm burnt up. Two chains, two tones, I'm turned up and I'm too strong. Standing in the club like Glucker. Foot Clan rage, ain't the world gon' love us. Looking in the eyes of my killer and I'm finna bring a run. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. I pop a Molly, I'm burnt up. I need that moolah, that's really part of my purpose. Looking in the mirror like where he ain't no. Got a black pit bull, nickname Eno. Mad at the world and I should let it show. Two in the body, doing Pilates. I'm on the bin and I'm doing karate. Talk to myself, telling me to dig deep. With a mouth full of Molly, telling me to repeat. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. I'm on three pills and I'm burnt up. Foot Clan, immortal, die slow, you can't murk us. I'm turned up, I won't lie to y'all. Poppin' Molly like Tylenol. Turned up, won't lie to y'all. Poppin' Molly, Tylenol. Mouth full of Xanax, oh Lord. Somebody tell them they better stand there. Do it for the feeling, we don't bother nobody. Young, black, gifted, been poppin' Molly's. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Poppin' Molly, I'm burnt up. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Poppin' Molly, Poppin' Molly. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, I'm burnt up. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, Papa Molly. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, I'm burnt up. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, Papa Molly. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, I'm burnt up. Oh Lord, I'm turned up. Papa Molly, Papa Molly.
How about one more from Tef? This one's produced by our old friend B-Money, who's been messing with the frozen food section for years.
DJ Trackstar.
Oh, that was DJ Trackstar. No shout-outs to him. Shout-outs to B-Money.
Yeah. It's Money Oak Scott. Got her own money, but need a man money. Don't understand, honey, the money don't make him him. But see, she is on food stamps, struggling. Welfare, not voting for Obama. Can't buy stilettos with health care. Children need insurance for physical endurance. But she don't see the value in reaching for something higher. Red bottles and diamonds, the demons he provide her. Cause he got blood money, no morals or apply. Cause he got drug money with no spirit inside. See the dead slave master turn them into God. Money over everything, every other line. Is it money over God? When I put that in my rhyme, which one of them gave me life? Which one of them do I see? Which one of them do I worship? Which one of them do I need? My brother went to prison with money on his mind. Looked the judge in the eye and said, money over God. I got money on my mind, speaking every other line. In this world that I'm living in, it's money over God. Which one of them gave me power? I don't know. You decide. It's money over everything. Money over God. I say all I want is money.
Money over God.
I say all I want is money.
Money over God.
I say all I want is money.
Money over God.
I say all I want is money.
Money over God.
second verse, let me tell you how my life is. Ghetto maid got my school clothes for fright's in. Mama took me to the Africans and made it work. Glued the Tommy Hilfiger symbol on my shirt. Ridiculed by classmates for clothing that I lack. Did you know Tommy Hilfiger had a son and he raps? I say fuck Tommy Hilfiger and his son is whack. Pull a chopper on that crafted, bet I get our funds back. We give money to people who got money. Visit Foot Locker, then it's bye-bye money. See, I'm such a foolish man, ignorance I don't acknowledge. Say the black man is God, but my face ain't on the dollar. So if I am God, why is money my provider? My brother study Islam, this you won't believe. If it's money over God, then it's money over me. Money stronger than AIDS, Magic Johnson ain't deceased.
I got money on my mind, thinking every other line. In this world that I'm living in, it's money over God. Which one of them gave me power, I don't know, you decide. It's money over everything, money over God. I say all I want is money,
money over God.
I say all I want is money,
money over God.
I say all I want is money,
money over God.
I say all I want is money,
money over God.
I say all I want is money,
money over God.
I say all I want is money,
money over God.
I say all I want is money,
money over God.
I say all I want is money,
money over God.
Here's one called Illuminati. This one's dedicated to John. Illuminati sweat.
The bullet or the motherfucking pencil. Swerve through Pakistani and sand in a stolen rental. Purgatory, my story, I am Missouri's goat. White lightning in the palms of the black Bob Hope. Aiming a Roman candle at a Roman soldier. Show you a new world like the Mars Rover. My inner strength strangled like a lion. Barbed wire scream like Ouija boards when thrown into the fire. Peep for vendetta, better than my favorite rapper. Tattoo my name on the vertebrae of my favorite actress. In the desert with an Arab woman and a chopper. My wrist gang proper, Lucifer couldn't stop us. Pray that me and Wang do a project one day. Cause I bring gunplay to Project Runway. The subconscious of a hollow man. I am Martin Luther King Jr.'s hologram. And this is holy water. I look a Bama in the eye, see me pour it on her. Throwing money, Illuminati motherfucker. Message to the other side, ain't no love for you. Real villain, holy water, God bless, holy water. Real goonies, holy water, God bless, it's holy water. Illuminati, my karate class exalted. Bury me a G with 50 million in the coffin. Religious leader fiending suicidal doors. Villains all different colors. Power Rangers Zords. Counting currency, currently listening to currency. French kissed the angel of death and said, marry me. Influenced by Nasir and Sean Carter. Illmatic, reasonable doubt, doubts in holy water. Time portal through the Los Angeles riots. Power made me immortal, so I don't fear violence. Throwing money while I'm shooting at a preacher. Feeling like the Muslims when Caesar invaded Egypt. Order Hennessy and chase it with holy water. A chip on my shoulder like Roseanne's daughter. Ready for the world, testimony I deliver. Joining Wu-Tang and change my name to Tizza. And this is holy water. I look a Bama in the eye, see me pour it on her. Throwing money, Illuminati motherfucker. Message to the other side, ain't no love for you. Real villain, holy water.
You hear those sirens?
God bless, holy water.
Real every time we play Tef Poe, they give him a seven siren salute.
God bless, it's holy water.
Holy water, Illuminati. That's Tef Poe. The St. Louis Underground Music Festival mascot. That dude is the king right now. Tupac of St. Louis. John, thoughts? Layers? Could you hear it on the radio?
I could. I heard everything.
Inno also wants to know what the click count is for today.
I don't say that about, you know, every song I hear.
Just because you scratch with needles doesn't mean you need to be a needle dick. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, we found out that our guy Savage Son, who is the Pump It or Dump It artist of the day is going to be calling in earlier than expected, which is always a nice surprise. We've got all of his stuff lined up already.
Since we've been stood up a couple of times.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice when people are actually quick on the draw. But I was thinking, why don't we go ahead and send out the NO signal and summon young Innotron and see if he can give us the official beep. Pump it or dump it
beep.
Cliff's notes before we get into Savage Sun's beep. Submission. If you are online, you can find this dude at Savage Sun, like the sun in the sky, Savage S-U-N, and that's United States, Savage Sun United States on SoundCloud. He's also on iTunes. He's also all over the place. Pretty easy to find. He's on Wikipedia if you want to find all the links. That's the quickest way. And I know, maybe you're changing a diaper or something. Oh, yeah. There he is.
Speaking of which.
But I'm not letting any cats out of any bags by saying he's collaborated with some pretty awesome legends on this new project. All right, let's get to Inno. Kill Radio.
What's up?
How you doing, Ninja?
Chilling, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing sweaty as always, bud. You know, getting excited to sweat this next artist, man.
Right. Savage Sun, yeah. It's a cat I've known for a long time.
So tell us a little bit about Savage Sun. I mean, I know him, too, through the scene from St. Louis. He's an STLA artist, as I like to call them, the ones that are from STL but are repping out here in the city of Los Angeles. But, you know, give us the scoop, you know.
Well, you know, he's, like you said, yeah, an MC from St. I believe he's from St. Louis. I'm not quite sure.
I'm pretty sure.
What'd you say?
I said I'm pretty sure he's from St. Louis. Pretty sure originally, but I could be wrong. I mean, he can straighten all that out if I'm talking out of turn.
Right. He's got a lot of different albums out. You can find his music, you know, on SoundCloud, on Bandcamp, on Reverb Nation. He's got a brand new album he just put out, and the album actually comes with like a full comic book.
That's sick. Tell us more about this comic book. What's that all about?
I don't know a lot about it because I haven't read it yet. I'm going to get my copy at our show November 15th, so I'm anxious to see that, you know, and see what it's all about.
So, Inno, you just mentioned our show. I don't even think I've mentioned this live on air yet. Why don't you tell them what's going on the 15th of November in St. Louis?
Well, yeah, November 15th at Pop's Blue Moon on the Hill. We're having a hip-hop show. It's basically Frozen Food Section and affiliates of Kill Radio, sponsored by Kill Radio and HipHopClub.biz. It's going to be Tucker Booth, Jay Toth.
I know Silly those guys. J. I know them. They're kind of dope.
Yeah. Silly J Skills, Scrub, Les.
That's right. My
DJ
boy
Hobbs.
My boy Les is awesome. He's what I love about Les is kind of that childlike wonder still, you know? Like, he's like, man, it's going to be so awesome to get to play with all these legends. And I'm like, you consider us legends. You're cute. You're cute, kid. That's funny.
Right. It's going to be a blowout show, you know? It's going to be a banger.
Yeah, sure. And you haven't scratched in a while, man. When's the last time you did a concert like this? It's been a couple years, right?
Yeah, it's been about 2 years since I've done any shows, live. It's been, like, what, 2 or 3 years since you and John have done any shows together?
I think it's been just over 2.
All right. So, you know, it's kind of like a reunion, you know, and a chance for a lot of people that listen on the show, that listen to our show, and a lot of people we feature on the show, you know, to come hang out and just, I'm not saying, like, meet us or something, but, like, hang out and, you know, get to know us in person a little bit more, you know, outside of the show, and see what we do and how we do it.
Yeah, Pops has a nice cozy ambiance, and you know, it's funny, a lot of people think because it's like a Southside St. Louis hippie jam band kind of bar that it wouldn't be accommodating of hip-hop, but maybe it's because I know the Loyal family as long as I have, the people that own that place and have Loyal Family Productions. Maybe it's because I know their hearts and how good of people they genuinely are, but they have been always encouraging of the rap and freestyle and hip-hop that I've brought them over the years.
Loyal Family does a lot of stuff for 2720. He brings a lot of big acts into St. Louis, you know, like hip-hop acts. So it's all good. It's going to be dope. It's going to be hip-hop wall-to-wall from start to finish. The doors open at 8. We're starting off with a little Tucker Booth acoustic set, and then DJ Hobbs is going to hold it down from 8:30 to 9:30, and then we're going to get into some of the other acts that I mentioned earlier. You know, probably Les will go on and rock something. You know, we got Jay Toff, Scrub, Jay Skills, you know, Tucker Booth coming on again. And then we're going to open it up for some freestyle shit. So, you know, all you artists that listen to the show and want to come out, get on the mic, bring your material, promote.
I know Prophet, you know, Prophet Dave.
Right.
Battle Champ Ninja Prophet. He's going to be coming through. He confirmed today that he's going to come through and rip some freestyle battle verses to do warm-ups for the Sunday team battles at Blank Space. And it sounds like Grease Gutto might make an appearance on Friday night as well, doing a little bit of freestyle.
Tight. So, you know, you're going to get to see some live freestyling and a couple of hip-hop sets.
Oh, I forgot my boy Big Fish from Too High to Fight. He's coming through. That dude rips some freestyles, by the way. Amazing freestyle rapper. And doesn't do it enough, so I'm excited that he's going to be out, too. It's going to be a good show, man.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm anxious for everybody to check out Savage Son. You know, this is my homie from back in the day. He's done a lot of things, made a lot of moves, put out a lot of dope underground hip-hop, worked with a lot of big artists. Like you said earlier, he's got Pete Rock on his new album that he just dropped. And we'll play a couple joints and then have him call in, and he can probably explain his new project a little better than me, seeing as I haven't seen the physical copy yet. But November 15th for everybody that's wanting to come kick it, drink some beer, just get fucked up and listen to some hip-hop.
That's right. DJ Innovation is going to be laying it down for the first time in 2 years.
Wow.
Come and be
right.
A part of this experience with him and us. And, dude, I got to say, the word reunion show doesn't seem outrageous in this context. I mean, within the last year, I wasn't even really speaking to Jonathan. We were still estranged as a band. The fact that we're coming together is a big deal, and I'm really excited about it. It's cool.
Well, it's going to be good, you know. Are you guys going to do some songs together too, or what?
Yeah, we talked about it. He's doing a warm-up set for his concert that's coming up, his listening concert at the Gramophone in St. Louis for his new Conspiracy Theory release. So he'll be doing some mixtape stuff, a little bit of new stuff, and then, yes, we will be doing some freestyles together at the end of his set.
And you will be able to pick up copies of Too High to Fight, Tucker Booth's new album.
Physical hard copy. You know, we're getting it out by the show. Maxfield's working on it right now.
You'll also, hopefully, if I can get it done in time, I'm going to put together like a little mixtape of all different tracks that I've worked on over the years. So it'll just be like a History of Innovation mix CD, you know. Think about making some of those. And maybe Jay Toth will have some of his new album, Conspiracy Theory, which I'm featured on, which he'll be putting out on vinyl and on CDs. Maybe he'll have some of those. I don't know. He might be waiting for his CD release. Either way, though, he'll be playing some new stuff off his album.
Yeah, and I've caught wind of most of the new Conspiracy Theory album now from Jonathan. It sounds great. I've never done a show live with Skills or Scrubs, so that's very exciting as an artist, just because I'm excited to get to do live stuff with these guys.
Neither have I, actually, and I'm DJing for both of them.
Yeah, and same with Les. You know, I've never really done a live show with Les, minus Slumfest, which, you know, was a concert festival. You know, this is a concerted effort on our parts to work together. That's exciting. I love these guys, you know, and I really feel like they're kind of the new wave of next-level MCs that I've met from that area. And this show has helped kind of show us the many layers of their talent, you know.
Yeah,
so
it's definitely going to be a good show. You know, you get to see the new and the old.
Yeah, for sure. And I get to see DJ Innovation live for the first time in probably 6 years for me.
Right.
You know, that's cool enough just on its own. It's like when you're talking about Mr. I getting back together to do the show with Midwest Avengers. You know, these are moments in our lives, man. You know, my very first big show in St. Louis was going on right after Mr. I at the pageant.
Right.
I remember you guys being there. That was a major, major night in our lives for me and my group, you know? And it's exciting to see that these people are still being creative, they're still working together, that we're finding new ways to be relevant. You know, it's exciting, man. It makes me feel much enthusiasm for what's to come. and a little bit less of remorse for what's already gone by, you know, because sometimes when you've had a good run, you look back and you go, man, I wish it was like the old days. But honestly, I don't wish it was like the old days. I think where we are is a lot better place.
Neither do I. I'm too old for the old days, man. Shit.
Yeah.
I'd rather just kick it at home, go to work, and work in my studio. Forget lugging all that equipment around.
Well, and you're better. You know what I'm saying? You are better than before because you kept at it. Even if you weren't doing it at clubs, you kept at it, you know? And,
right.
You know, even though I wasn't doing it in St. Louis, I kept at it for St. Louis out here. And we haven't given up on you guys back in St. Louis at all. I think, if anything, L.A. is pretty sympathetic to St. Louis, minus when we kicked their team's ass in the playoffs. Oh!
Definitely. Well, hey, everybody come out to the show November 15th. You should post the event page up there on the Facebook feed for everybody.
Yes, sir.
And, let's get into some of that Savage Son. I'm anxious to hear some of that and then have him call in.
Right on, Inno. Well, thank you for calling in. Savage Son, check it out. We're going to play your cuts, and then we'll have you call in and do an interview. So tell us the name of this record again before we get into it, Inno.
Oh, shit. I just had it pulled up. Hold on one second. It's called Rebel's Odyssey.
Rebel's Odyssey. You can find this online pretty much everywhere. iTunes. I saw the links.
Yeah. He's got SavageSun.com. You know, there's a bunch of different spots he can find it. I'm sure he'll shout them all out when he calls in.
All right, well, we're going to start with the Rebel's Odyssey intro.
Shout out to everybody listening today. It's been a good show so far. Shout out to John Allison, my buddy I work with. I know he's tuned in.
Shout outs, John.
And y'all take it easy. Be the change you want to see in the world. And stop lying.
Layers there, man. I could hear that on the radio.
I could hear that on the radio. So many layers.
All right, Doug.
And we now have 42 listeners.